Another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Serve across, passed off the net. They'll get it and pass it over. Free ball outside Kumpke. Angle attack going way down to make the dig is going to be Uden, and then it's dumped across. Good job by Kennesaw to pick up the kill.
Tonight, the regular season winds down in Kennesaw as the Blue Devils host the Axtell Wildcats and Blue Hill Bobcats in their final triangular. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Murphy again, good toss it on that. Prasoski, good pass this time. Nickel sets outside. Kring off the double block, down and good. Number 9 in the opening set, and it is game point for Axtell.
Sub-districts begin on Monday, and tonight is the final tune-up for all three schools. It's the Blue Devil Triangular coming up next, but first in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Kennesaw with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Kennesaw High School. It's time for Volleyball Central Nebraska Style as we bring you a Kennesaw Blue Devil Triangular. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, on the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Blue Hill Bobcats and Axtell Wildcats come into town to take on the Blue Devils. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Up first, it'll be a Kennesaw ball club that has struggled this year, taking on a Blue Hill ball club that is hoping to prime itself for a state tournament run. Interestingly enough, at 22-4, Blue Hill, one of those smaller teams in C2 that in this Twin Valley Conference plays a lot of Class D schools that doesn't help their wild card point standings. And right now, they probably need a few more wins if they hope to have a chance at a wild card. And a wild card will be very important because they are in the same sub-district as the number one team in C2 in Hastings St. Cecilia, but they took St. Cecilia to 5 sets earlier this year. It's one of their 4 losses on the year. Their other losses, Grand Island Central Catholic, 23-3, Bruning Davenport Shickley, and 21-3, Superior. And Superior is on the other side of that district. So they are in a very, very tough district, and Blue Hill seems to always find a way to play well in the postseason. Tonight, Kennesaw comes in, and Axtell, who is 18-8 and was the runner-up in their conference tournament. This is Blue Hill's first game since winning the Twin Valley Conference tournament and not dropping a set in doing it last Monday night. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's match right after this.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you when you don't know but need to, high tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
It's time now for the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off for the visitors, the service rotation for Blue Hill will begin with number 4, a 5'4 junior setter, Courtney Allen. Number 14, a 5'8 senior outside hitter, Rachel Raymond. Number two, a 5'6 junior middle, is Amber Comacher. Number one is a 5'11 senior right side hitter, Macy Coffey. Number three, 5'7 senior, Hannah Ockingay. And number five, a 5'9 junior middle, Mackenzie Willicott. The libero is number 22, 5'4 freshman, Kenzie Hubble. Head coach of the Bobcats, Christy Allen, assisted by Emily Comacher and Elise Lukow, 22-4 on the season. For Kennesaw, number six is a 5'4 junior, Brenna Schneider. Number two, 5'7 senior middle, is Ronnie Cook. Number eight, 6 foot junior middle, Bailey Streff. Number 11, 5'7 sophomore outside, Julia Bonow. Number seven, 5'5 sophomore center, Brielle Schneider. And number two, 5'10 sophomore middle, Stacy Weavers. The libero is number 36, 5'5 senior, Bridget Gallagher. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Christian Cruz, assisted by Ellen Ritter, 5-19 of the season for the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And we'll be back after this timeout.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. High school volleyball up first tonight. It's Blue Hill and Kennesaw, and then Axtell will roll in and play the next two matches. And we will have it all for you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw Blue Hill, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. I want to remind you that you can hear that online like all of our high school games. Getting ready for the state football playoffs that are coming up on Thursday, we will have the Blue Hill football game against Kimball, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, followed by Giltner and Lawrence Nelson. Kennesaw, they hit the road to take on Falls City Sacred Heart at 5 o'clock. We'll talk more about that and other volleyball in a moment. But right now, Blue Hill is serving away, and here we go with Courtney Allen. As Kennesaw will get the first set to the outside, the attack going to be taken down for the kill by Bailey Streff. So Kennesaw wastes no time here on opening night, gets off to a good start. Leading the way for Kennesaw this year in kills is Streff with 159. And they go to her immediately as the serve is across. Right side attack by Blue Hill. Swinging at it on the way down is Raymond, and she'll get the kill. Rachel was able to direct that into the back far corner there to tie things up at one apiece. And now Raymond will go back and serve it away here for the Bobcats. Just underway with this high school volleyball matchup. Serve is down the middle, picked up there by the libero Gallagher. Outside attack by Blue Hill. Taken back over by Kennesaw Bonow. She's actually a foreign exchange student from Austria. As Blue Hill will take it middle back and just rolling it across is Willicott, and it will hit the floor. And Blue Hill will pick up the point, and it's 2-1. Raven to serve. And she'll slap it into the back middle. Picked up there by the libero, Gallagher. Set to the middle. Here comes Streff. She's going to be blocked up front. Ace blocked by Macy Coffey. Coffey, one of the solid volleyball players, all-state type of volleyball player, has over 300 kills so far this season for Blue Hill. And it's 3-1. Short serve, just got across. Trouble here for Kennesaw, and they're not going to be able to pick it up. Ronnie Cook got a hand on it, but not enough to keep the ball alive. But an ace serve here for the Bobcats. 4-1 Blue Hill. Raymond right in the middle of that service area. Tries to go even softer. It clipped the net. Comes across. Picked up there by Cook. Set to the outside. Bow down. Takes it across. Near attack. And here's a big left-handed swing by Coffey, and she'll drive it down. Second kill for Blue Hill. Macy Coffey with an ace block and a kill. And that's four in a row now from Raymond. And it's 5-1. Nothing fancy, just stands in the middle. One step and floats it across. Picked up there by Gallagher. Set to the middle and dumped across there by the junior, Bailey Streff. Blue Hill goes outside. They slap it off the net. It rolls down and good for Ockingay. So a little help there from the tape for Ockingay, and she'll get her first kill. Raymond to serve it away at 6-1. And slaps that back middle, just kind of handling everything right now, is going to be Bridget Gallagher to the outside. The attack driven across there by Bow now. Stays in the back row. Blue Hill can only pass it across. Free ball here for Kennesaw. Set made by Schneider. Middle attack, Streff. Off the block, it's dug out by Komacher. Blue Hill goes with a tight set to the net, driven over by Ockingay. Dig by Gallagher. Kennesaw on the longest rally of the match. Sends it a little wide and out of bounds. So Blue Hill keeps the ball in play long enough for Kennesaw to make the error that time. And it's 7-1 Bobcats. Raymond just keeping the serves in. She's hit the net a couple of times, but this one floats into the back corner there to Brielle Schneider. To the outside, it'll be rolled across, and Blue Hill has it in the front. They'll go to the outside. Driving it over will be Ockingay. Gallagher keeps it alive in the back row. It's passed across there by Brenna Schneider, and to the outside, here comes Blue Hill with Hannah Ockingay. Dug out again, another long rally. Tipped across there by Cook. Quick swing on a two ball there by Coffey is dug out, and Kennesaw taps it back over. Trouble on the dig for Courtney Allen, and they'll just have to float it across. Kennesaw goes middle. Streff got a look off the double block. Popped into the air and dug out there by Raymond. Coffey finally terminates this point. Extremely long rally, and they got it to the big hitter in Macy Coffey, and that will be her second kill. So Kennesaw playing some volleyball here with Blue Hill. They just haven't been able to find a way to get that second kill. As the serve comes across, and the near side kill is going to be rolled down there by Bonow. Julia went with a short side, and it looked like she was trying to cut it and just kind of spun there in the air and landed right on the line. You could hear Blue Hill yelling out, and it just didn't curve, didn't cut. And so it stayed on the line, and Cook to serve it away, and an ace serve for Ronnie Cook. Makes it 8-3, Kennesaw. Trailing here, but Cook getting the service ace. That's her 11th ace serve of the season. And fires this one across to the Blue Hill libero in Hubble. Set to the outside. Tapped across that time by Ockingay, and it's good for the point. Second kill for Hannah Ockingay. 9-3 Blue Hill. Amber Komacher will go back to serve it away here in game one. It's our final volleyball of the regular season. Sub-districts begin Monday. And as we said, football Thursday and Friday this week, and then a ton of volleyball next week as it's punched across by Streff. Dig made there by Raymond. Set to the outside. Overswing into the net. The attack air on the Bobcats will send it back over to Kennesaw. And here comes Stacy Weavers back into the front row. And to serve it away here is Bailey Streff. Strong serve, deep middle. It's dumped across there on a two ball from Coffey. Middle attack this time is going to be blocked up front on the swing by Weavers and give the block to the Bobcats. And it looks like Mackenzie Willicott will get credit for that. 10-4. And Coffey now rotates to the back row to serve it away for Blue Hill. And Macy serve. Down the middle it goes, picked up easily by Streff, set right side. On the near side swing is going to be Bonow, who's looked good here so far. Has to be tapped back over by Blue Hill. Outside attack for Kennesaw is going to sail deep. Brielle Schneider got underneath that one and out of bounds. Blue Hill 11 and Kennesaw 4 in the opening set of our triangular. And Macy Coffey to serve it away again. Ryman went back there and served 7 in a row to spot the Bobcats to an 8-1 lead here out of the gate. Since then, we've played a little more even. And during that run, there were a lot of long rallies, just that Blue Hill won them all. Coffey with the mini jump serve, set to the outside. Blocked up front that time on the attack of Schneider. Picked up again by Blue Hill, and they'll go middle and terminate with Willicott, her second kill, and a timeout on the floor. Here in the game one, it is Blue Hill 12 and Kennesaw 4. We'll be right back.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area, and they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and AirFlex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge, or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
And out of the Kennesaw timeout, we return to volleyball here in the first set. And Macy Coffey to serve it away. 12-4 Blue Hill. Overpass, free ball at the net. Actually, it's passed into the net. Nice job of digging it out. But then in the haste to punch it over, it flies out of bounds. Dug out of the net there by Brenna Schneider. And Weavers punched it just a little wide. 13-4 Blue Hill. A lot of volleyball going on tonight as Coffey fires this left-handed serve across. Back middle picked up by Cook. Set to the outside and punched across here by the Blue Devils. At the 10-foot line, they're going to go quick. Middle attack by the Bobcats off the back shoulder, and it pops it up in the air so it can be returned by Kennesaw. Then dumped over by the Blue Hill center and Allen. Kennesaw has it. They'll have to pass it across, though. Free ball here. Coffey to Allen. Set to the outside and on the run with the kill will be Ockingay, her third. The premier matchup tonight in the state is in Grand Island. As the number one team in all classes, Northwest puts their 60-match winning streak on the line against Class B number two and also a top 10 member, Lincoln Pius the 10th. They've always had a great battle, and tonight should be no different. Coffey looking for five in a row, serves it across and on the set. It drops through the hands there of Brenna Schneider. She wanted to dump it across really soft, and it was so soft that it went through her hands. So 15-4 as Blue Hill now. Cruz and Kennesaw was playing some good points there the first 10 or 12, and now a couple of errors have quieted things on their side of the net. Serve across, and Kennesaw bumps it back over there with Schneider. Set to the outside. Again, the swing by Ockingay is going to be good for the kill. A couple of Blue Devils going for it, kind of ran into each other, and everything got out of system when that happened. So Raymond and Coffey have both went on long serving runs here in the first set for Blue Hill, but this one will end with a service error, the first service error of our match today, and a side out here for Kennesaw. And Julia Bonau will come over again from Austria. It looks like she knows how to play this game from a few of the swings we've already seen. Here's a slide, Blue Hill going to go right side to Willicott. Nice dig out of the back row and pass back over off the libero there in Gallagher. Blue Hill tries to go quick. Middle attack. That one is down and on the line for Mackenzie Willicott. That'll be her third kill. Wouldn't have mattered anyway. They say that Kennesaw was in the net. Nonetheless, side out. And Ockingay, who already has four kills here in the opening game, will go back to serve it away. And subbing in will be number five, Danielle Katzberg, a junior back row specialist. And Ockingay now to serve it away. Axtell, the third team in our triangular. They'll play Blue Hill next, and then Kennesaw. And now we're ready. The serve in the air by Ockingay. Backs Gallagher up in the middle. She's able to get it up front. Right side attack will be punched across there by Brielle Schneider. Bobcats go near side attack on a quick return by Raymond. Kennesaw digs, goes middle, and trying to get across off the block is going to be Weavers. Somehow it got back over. A little couple of one hits at the net and punch back over to Blue Hill. Here's the short set. Middle attack going to be down and good for Mackenzie Willicott. Boy, it sure looked like Weavers was going to finish that one off. And a nice one time up that time by the defense of Blue Hill. Kept the ball alive, and it's 18-5. Ockingay fires it across from the 10-foot line. It'll be punched over there by Brielle Schneider. Back to the middle, tapped across that time by Willicott, and a couple of fingers kept it alive here. Passed over Weavers, outside Blue Hill, driving it through the block is Raymond, and she'll get her second kill. So Blue Hill has made very, very few errors so far in this first set. If they don't put it away on a swing, they just keep it alive until they get another good one. And the middle attack this time by Blue Hill, and Weavers picked out back row. Bobcats roll it over the double block, and there's Raymond again. Her third kill, and Coach Allen will go to the bench here and bring Lexi Hartman in, give her a couple of swings in this first set. Blue Hill 22-4 on the season. Akingay's serve. This one a little bit deeper in that far back corner, picked up by Katzberg, pass to the net, tipped over there by Schneider. Bobcats have to scramble for it, get it to the outside. Hartman on the swing, dug out in the back corner and slapped over by Brenna Schneider. Short set middle again. Willicott on the swing. Pass back on top of the net, but pop back over. Willicott on a free ball swing. It's dug out there by Gallagher and sent back across. Coffey passes it back up front. Here is the new young lady, Hartman, with the swing. Another long rally here as it's dropped across by Brielle Schneider. Joust at the net. Blocked up there by Weavers. Blue Hill's able to keep it alive. Third time trying to make that a charm for Hartman. But again, it's dug out and returned by Weavers and Chesty. Point, Blue Hill. 21-5. Only two seniors on this Blue Hill team, and a couple of them hurt earlier this season. Not necessarily the seniors, but the players, as Akingay serves it and has passed back into the net for another Blue Hill point. And checking in for the Bobcats will be Sydney Strausberg. But first, we're going to get a timeout here by Kennesaw. 22-5 Blue Hill first set. We'll be right back.
As we approach the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hello, this is Kevin Crawl with Crawl Agency. Do you have any questions about health insurance under the new law? We're here to guide you. Give us a call at any one of our locations in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland, or visit us online at crawlagency.com. Crawl Agency is an independent authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
And as we come back to action here, we've got a service error for Blue Hill, and so back over to Kennesaw, they'll get to serve it away. Akingay had fired five in a row, including an ace. Serve across, handled there by the libero and Hubble, blocked up front there by Weavers. Tip back across, and Blue Hill will wait defensively here as the attack driven over by Ronnie Cook. Pass to the outside for Hartman. Hartman back middle. Dug out there by Gallagher. Middle attack, Weavers caught the net. Point for Blue Hill, 23-6. And back in for the Bobcats, Komacher. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Strausberg here. 2 points away from this opening set. And Strausberg flies a high one into the back middle there. Picked up by Katzberg on the outside. Termination time for Kennesaw. It's going to be Ronnie Cook to drive it through the double block. Just the second kill here of this opening set for the Blue Devils, and it'll be Bridget Gallagher to go back and serve it away. And the serve into the net, so it will now be game point for Blue Hill, and going back to serve it will be Courtney Allen, the 5-4 center, to complete our first run through the service rotation. And Allen floats it into the back corner, picked up there by Katzberg. Kennesaw goes to the outside. There's Streff, who's back in, and she'll get the kill. So Bailey Streff, she rotates out when it's her turn to play back row, and she was stuck on the bench for quite some time there. And re-entering the game will be Julia Bonow. And to serve it away is Brenna Schneider. In for Blue Hill, Haley Court, a freshman, to play the last whatever amount of points. Could be one, could be a few more. Let's see if Kennesaw can get a couple more on here before the end of the set. Strong serve, and that is going to be somehow picked up. Strasburg kept it alive off the libero Hubble. They pass it to the middle, and the attack by Streff is into the net, and Blue Hill ends up winning the point. Nice job there by Strasburg, who just checked in moments ago. And it was pretty easy for Blue Hill here as they made hardly any errors to win game one, 25-8. And we'll be back and look at the numbers right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now, you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Quick rundown of the first set numbers for Kennesaw. Not much to talk about. Ronnie Cook, an ace serve and one kill. We did have Julia Bonau with one kill and a couple of kills for Bailey Streff, and that was it. Four kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve in the opening set for the Blue Devils. For Blue Hill, Macy Coffey, six service points, an ace block, two kills. Hannah Ockingay, five service points. One was an ace, four kills. Mackenzie Willicott, an ace block, four kills. And Rachel Raymond, seven service points. One was an ace, three kills. 13 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves as Blue Hill cruises in the opening set by a score of 25-8. And we'll be back with game two right after this on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, Air.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
A reminder, Axtell is the third member of tonight's Triangular, and they will be up next against Blue Hill and then finish the night against their old conference foe in Kennesaw, who's been back in the Twin Valley for a while now. Again, we talked about some of the other volleyball action that's going on tonight in Grand Island. Not only is Northwest playing Pius, but Senior High is taking on North Platte. Grand Island Central Catholic is hosting Central City and Aquinas. Kearney Catholic and Broken Bow are at Hershey. Also tonight, we've got St. Cecilia and Twin River up at St. Paul. Silver Lake is hosting Heartland Lutheran and Harvard. Shelton, just up the road, has Amherst and FKC champion Overton in hand. Ravenna is hosting Ord and Gibbon tonight. Donovan Trumbull has Centura and Arcadia Loop City at their place. Adams Central in a duel tonight is taking on Wood River in some of the other area action tonight. Kennesaw will get to serve it away first here in game number two. And here we go. Across it goes for Brenna Schneider. Right side attack for Blue Hill. This fired across and a great job to get it back across there by the Blue Devils. Finished by the libero Gallagher. Then Coffey is blocked up front by Bailey Streff. And it'll be tapped over down to the floor by Blue Hill's Rachel Raymond. So a couple of really good defensive plays there by Kennesaw. But like we saw in the opening game, Blue Hill just continues to keep the ball in play and gets the kill. And to serve it away is Rachel Raymond. It clipped the net, picked up there by Gallagher. Middle attack by Streff, goes far corner. Dug out by Raymond, set to the outside. Ockingay, and she'll get the kill. Hannah with her fifth. And the libero is back in for Blue Hill in the freshman Kenzie Hubble. Good mixture of a seniors, juniors, and freshmen. No sophomores, though, on this Blue Hill roster. As Raymond serves it across, it'll be returned by Bonau. set to the outside, Akingay. Akingay into the net. The attack error will give the side out to Kennesaw. And back to serve it away will be Ronnie Cook. Had an ace serve when she was back there in game one. And waste no time to fire that across to Hubble. Set to the middle, Coffey. Coffey drives it across, overpass at the net. It's tipped and in the net, going to be called on Kennesaw. So point Blue Hill 3-1. And back to serve it away will be number two, Amber Komacher. Blue Hill cruised to a game one victory as Komacher floats into the back corner, picked up there by Brielle Schneider. Right side attack, Streff. She rolled it over the block and will get her third kill. Side out Kennesaw, and Bailey now goes back to serve it away. Blue Hill will drop back three defensively. And the serve. Driven across, picked up there by Raymond. Pass by Coffey. Middle attack Willicott, dug out by Blue Hill. They'll go middle to Weavers, and she's going to be blocked up front by Macy Coffey. Ace block, Coffey and Willicott were both there. And it's 4-2 Blue Hill. Coffey now rotates into the back row. And with that left-handed serve, she'll come all the way to the right-hand corner for her. Takes a couple of hops and puts a lot of topspin on that ball. Dug out by Gallagher. Set middle. There's the attack again by Weavers. Dug out and set to the outside for the swing by Akingay. Dig made by Cook. And from the 10-foot line, it'll be rolled across by Brielle Schneider. Bobcats try to go quick in the middle, and Weavers with a block of Willicott. Stacy Weavers with the first ace block here for Kennesaw. Good one-on-one up front, right dead center. And it's side out here for Kennesaw. And Bonat has served it away. Looking for the tie early on here. Goes cross corner to Raymond. Set to the outside. Akingay goes up, drives it across strong. Cook with the dig. Set to the outside. Schneider pops it off the net. Coffey with the dig. Once again, Akingay. Again, Gallagher with the pass. Tight to the net. Too tight. And give the point to Blue Hill. And Hannah Akingay, one of the three seniors on this ball club, makes it 5-3 Bobcats. They cruised in the opening game 25-8. And now Akingay to serve. Into the ball game defensively is Daniel Katzberg, and that brings Streff out. Pass back over to Blue Hill. Middle attack here is going to be blocked up front again, but out of bounds. And give the kill to Rachel Raymond, her fifth. Kennesaw looking a little stronger at that net here. Playing a little bit better as the match progresses. Again, as we said, there's been a lot of rallies, but Blue Hill just keeps winning them. Kennesaw doesn't have that go-to gal to put it away here on the overpass, slapped over by Weavers. Then it's one-timed right back, down and good for the Bobcats. Raymond, Rachel, her sixth kill, and now it's 7-3. Akingay at the line. She had five in a row in the first set, and now looking for three in a row here. Cuts that one into the corner to Katzberg. Stays at the 10-foot line. Weavers trying to slam it across and kind of lost her balance, sent it long and out of bounds. So Blue Hill now putting together a run here as game two moving along. Akingay down the middle it goes again. Gallagher, plenty of digs. She'll be probably leading the team today. Set to the outside. Here's Brielle Schneider driving it through the double block, and it's down and good. First kill for Brielle, and she'll go back to serve it away. Brielle, the sophomore, Brenna, the junior. And Brielle just drops it across short right side. Back set to the right side. Willicott had a block there and didn't know what to do, whether to go around it or into it. What she did was put it in the net for an attack error and a Kennesaw point. A rare point on serve here for the Blue Devils. Brielle Schneider hits the net, and it falls over for the ace. Nothing Blue Hill could do about that one. And three in a row here for the Blue Devils. Cuts the deficit to 2-8-6. And Brielle Schneider that time wouldn't get it over. That's a straight knuckleball. Boy, you get a little more height on that. She did a lot of dancing and dove right into the top of the net. That is the second service error of the match for Kennesaw. 9-6 Blue Hill here in game two. And Sydney Strasburg is going to come in to serve. Another lefty, just like Coffey. Going to be dumped across by the setter, and Schneider is blocked right back at her by Raymond. That's the fourth block for Blue Hill, the first for Raymond. And the lead now back out to 4 for Blue Hill at 10-6. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches tonight, it's the Misco Sports Postgame Show, so stay with us as it's mispassed here by Kennesaw to make it 11-6. Blue Hill, two in a row for the junior, Strasburg. Ball just about made it out into the hallway, but there was a young Kennesaw fan ready to go pounce on it if need be. Strasburg fires it down the middle, picked up there by Katzberg, and passed to the back row, driven over by Brielle Schneider. Here's the set for the outside Raymond. Schneider with another dig, set to the 10-foot line, and trooping it across there will be Ronnie Cook. Blocked at the net on the flat-footed attack by Blue Hill. Ace block, Stacy Weavers, her second of the game. I don't think that Raymond even saw Weaver. She was just trying to return it and sent it just over the net for the easy block. Now for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, it'll be Gallagher to serve it away. Coffey, low pass, and a nice adjustment by the setter, Courtney Allen, to tip it over and get the kill. That was not passed like usual, but that didn't matter for Allen, the 5'4 junior setter. Just redirected it, got it over the net, and got the point for Blue Hill. 12-7. And the serve. Jump serve back middle. Picked up by Schneider, and then punched across by Brenna Schneider, the setter. Blue Hill, outside Coffey, big swing, huge swing, and it's returned out of bounds. Actually, wasn't a bad dig by Gallagher. Coffey with just her third kill, though, of the match. 13-7 Bobcats. And Allen, with her first point on serve, floats this just across. It ties up Kennesaw, but it stayed alive, and they'll be able to send it across there with Katzberg. Going quick middle, though, Blue Hill will terminate with Kovacher. That'll be her first. She's the sixth different player, all starters now for Blue Hill that have a kill. And it's 14-7. And already up a set, Blue Hill looking for their 23rd win of the season here at Kennesaw. Serve across by Allen. Picked up Schneider to the outside. Back into that front row is going to be Streff. Bailey takes the swing and gets her fourth kill. Side out Kennesaw. And re-entering will be Bonow. And to serve it away is Brenna Schneider. Just about everybody back in serve-receive here for Blue Hill had five of them that could have picked that one up. Pass to the outside, Coffey, and she'll finish. Fourth kill for Macy Coffey. Ball right back in the hands of the Bobcats. Re-entering the front row is Ockingay, and back to serve it away will be Raymond. Axtell up next whenever this match finishes up. And a serve by Raymond. Floats across to Gallagher, to Schneider. Middle attack here, Streff takes it off the tip. Dug out Willicott to the outside. Ockingay off the block. Couple of one-armers, and from the knees, it'll be passed over by Cook. And one more time, Coffey popped up in the back row. They should be able to return this. They're even going to get a swing here, Cook, for Kennesaw. Bobcat set outside. Ockingay again over the block. Gallagher with the dig. Set to the outside. Tipped over by Cook. Little back behind the head. Tip across there, dug out by Willicott, and a free ball returned to Kennesaw. Set middle, here's Straff, but she was in the net. She's in the net. And the Kennesaw fans did not like that one. And a point for the Bobcats. Long, long rally there, and a very, very good one for Kennesaw, but then in the net was called, and a point here for Blue Hill makes it 16-8. And to serve it away, Rachel Raymond will get credit for that one. Raymond spins it across. Picked up Gallagher. Ooh, a little miscommunication, and still Streff able to save it and get it across, and then it's returned out of bounds by Blue Hill. They saw that the Bobcats were out of system, tried to send it over that back row and dump it in the corner, but put it a couple of feet deep and back over to Kennesaw. 16-9 Blue Hill. They cruised 25-8 in game one. A little tougher from Kennesaw right here as Cook serves it over. Middle Coffey, nobody's bringing that back. Macy Coffey starting to warm up now. 17-9 Blue Hill, and back to serve it away will be Kovacher. Kovacher goes deep off the middle and floats it across. Picked up there by Brielle Schneider. Set middle, Streff drives it across. Bobcats run it down but can't pick it up. And Bailey Streff will get her fifth kill. 17-10. Blue Hill leads it by seven. And back to serve it away for Kennesaw will be Streff. That brings Weavers into the front row as the big hitter. Serve back middle is passed up. Coffee on a two-ball, big swing picked up by Schneider and returned by the Blue Devils. Now the Bobcats go quickly. Allen to the outside, blocked up front. Weavers on the swing by Komacher and pass back across to Kennesaw here. Off the net, the attack taken across by Brielle Schneider. Blue Hill goes Akingay again, blocked again by Kennesaw. That time the block by Bonow. They have it on their side of that, tipped across. Another good rally going here. The Bobcats bump it over. Free ball, Kennesaw. Schneider sets outside from one to the other, and it is dug out by Blue Hill to Coffey. She rattles it off the net. Quick return by Weavers. Coffey sets middle. Here's Willicott. The dig made to the back row by Cook. Short set. Weavers into the net. The set was just too low, and Weavers had no chance on that one. And the point for Blue Hill. The set not from the setter, one of those situations. And the set not from the setter sometimes is going to be off the mark a little bit. 18-10 in favor of Blue Hill. And now the lines judge has a question for the Bobcats. And the ball will now come over to Kennesaw. It looks like the official was talking about what happened on the call. And the head referee is going to come down and talk to Coach Christy Allen so that she knows what happened. And I guess it's a good time to point out both referees have not made it here, and so they are getting some help from your lines judges. And I think the head referee, working basically on his own, said, you know what, if you do see something, let me know. I would guess that's what just happened. So a point picked up there by Kennesaw, 17-11, and Bailey Streff will get to serve it away again. After everybody gets set, and we blow the whistle. 25-8, Blue Hill game one. They lead 17-11 game two. Strong serve to Raymond. They'll set middle. Here's Willicott, but she puts it into the net. And that's three in a row for Kennesaw, 17-12. Coach Allen is telling her girls, let's settle down here and continue to play like we have been, which has been solid. Streff looking for three in a row. Cuts that one to the back corner to Hubble. It's an ace. It was passed close enough to the net to do something with it, but Coffey couldn't get it over, and Blue Hill's going to call a timeout. Even though they are in control here, they're just going to settle things down. 17-13 Blue Hill in the second set. They won the opener, and we'll be right back.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here in Kennesaw. Doug Guda wants to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Athletic Director Craig Schnitzler and the crew for allowing us to bring you high school volleyball. Out of the Blue Hill timeout, Streff serves it across, looking for four in a row, tipped over by Willicott. One arm up by Schneider and returned on the two ball. Bobcats go short side, and Coffey is able to finish. Macy Coffey was able to slice it through that block and put it inside the back line for her sixth kill. And a side out here will send her back to serve it. 18-13, Blue Hill. After cruising in game one, this serve is deep and out of bounds. So back over to Kennesaw. Blue Devils playing with a little more zip here in game number two. And actually winning some of the long rallies. They weren't able to do that in game one. And here is Bonow to serve it away. Julia, back middle, just floating there, picked up by Hubble. It'll be a struggle to get it across, but it is bumped over by Allen. Kennesaw sets outside. The swing by Schneider. That one is deep. At a point here for Blue Hill. Re-entering for Kennesaw will be Danielle Katzberg. Checking out will be Bonow. And to serve it away, Akingay for the Bobcats. Hannah, back middle. Picked up there by Gallagher to the right side. Punched over by Schneider. Bobcats go quickly to their outside. Raymond lofts it across. Dig made by Cook from the middle. Weavers punched up there by Coffey. Set middle of the swing by Willicott. Rolls off the Weavers block. Dug out and will be set across. Well, almost didn't get over. Tipped right back by the Bobcats and Allen. But Kennesaw ready, and they'll bump it across. Hubble to Allen in the middle. Willicott termination. Number five for McKenzie, just her first one here of this set. And it's 20-14, Blue Hill. Coach Cruz not going to use a timeout here. Going to see Ockingay serve it away. As she had to go run down at volleyball. Does, and serves this one back middle. Kennesaw sets to the 10-foot line. Weavers will slap it over. Coffey with the dig. Allen sets outside. Here's Raymond. And it is up there by the Blue Devils. Gallagher got it up front. Set across. Coffey now from the back line will drive it over. Good dig made by Katzberg. And then the attack by Kennesaw is going to find the net. And it's 21-14. Blue Hill now pull it away. It was a four-point game there for a while. Now back up to seven. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up, and then it'll be Axtell and Blue Hill. So stay with us as the pass is across by Schneider. Bobcats go outside. Tight set that time. Tapped over. Pass back by Kennesaw. It finds the floor. Just a little overpass by Danielle Katzberg. Will pick up a Blue Devil point and get them to side out. And she'll go back to serve it away. 21-15 Blue Hill. And Katzberg on the serve. Or no, that's not Katzberg. It's Brielle Schneider. Schneider serves. To the right side, the attack, Willicott. Just inside the line, the dig made by Gallagher. And bumped across by Schneider. Staying in front of the 10-foot line. Bobcats go quick. Middle block, Weavers. One-on-one with Willicott. Stacy Weavers, her third ace block of this game. And picking up the point will be Brielle Schneider. 21-16. Strong serve. Hubble passes it to the middle. Allen, outside 10-foot line, driving it across for the point is Raymond. And that is her team-high seventh kill. It's been pretty balanced in that department so far for Blue Hill. And re-entering is Sydney Strasburg for Blue Hill. 3 points away from their 23rd victory of the season. And Strasburg, back corner, trouble on serve receive. It's going to be an ace. The lefty all the way from the right-hand corner to the opposite back corner. Good strong serve covering that amount of territory. 23-16. That one clipped the net, overpassed, floats over to the Blue Hill Bobcats. They'll set to the outside, tight set, off the tip, driven across by Raymond and taken back over by Weavers. Bobcats go middle. Here's the attack by Komacher. Again, it's spun up and returned by Kennesaw. Coffey tries to set it outside. It'll be rolled over by Raymond. Overpass. It drooped over the net. A couple of one-timers, and it falls on Kennesaw's side. And it'll be game point and match point here for Blue Hill. 24-16. Blue Hill serves for the first match of the night. And they let it go, and it's inside that back line for an ace serve. And Strasburg will get her second ace serve. And Blue Hill will come out with a 25-8, 25-16 win over Kennesaw. The Blue Devils now 5-20, Blue Hill 23-4. So as you can tell by the records, it was not a surprise that Blue Hill came in and did what they did. But now they'll take on a much better club record-wise in Axtell, and that's coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, we will take a timeout and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show and the final numbers after this.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Welcome back to Kennesaw. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. keeping you geared up for the games for years and continues to do so, serving all of Central Nebraska with a great selection to choose from. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you see the fine folks at Misco's Sports from their storefront location in Orr, taking care of all the area high schools. In game number two for Kennesaw, Stacy Weavers had three ace blocks. Danielle Katzberg had a kill. Brielle Schneider, three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Bailey Streff, three service points and three kills. Five kills, three ace blocks, and one ace serve for Kennesaw. For Blue Hill, Macy Coffey had an ace block and four kills. Amber Komacher had a kill. Hannah Ockingay, five service points, and she had two kills. Courtney Allen, two service points and one kill. Mackenzie Willicott, one kill. Rachel Raymond, two service points, an ace block, and she had four kills. And Sydney Strasburg, five service points. Two of those were aces. 13 kills for the second straight set for Blue Hill. For the second straight set, they had two ace blocks. And to make it identical, they also had two ace serves as they win the game 25-16. We'll be back and give you the cumulative match scores right after this timeout on the Misco Sports postgame show.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the cumulative stats for this two-set victory by Blue Hill over Kennesaw. For Kennesaw, Stacy Weavers had the three ace blocks. Danielle Katzberg, one kill. Brielle Schneider, three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Bailey Streff, three service points, five kills. Ronnie Cook had an ace serve and a kill. Julia Bonow had one kill. And so for Kennesaw tonight, nine kills, three ace blocks, and two ace serves. They'll fall to 5-20 on the season, and they will have a little break here and then come back and play Axtell in the final match of the night. For Kennesaw, they will be playing in sub-districts next week, and let's tell you a little bit about that as this is the final night of the regular season. They'll be going up to Wood River, and Pleasanton has struggled a little bit. They will play them in the bunny bracket game, and then the winner will get Giltner. Lawrence Nelson will play Silver Lake if nothing wild changes during this final week of the regular season. So that is what it looks like. Again, that's up at Wood River next Monday for Kennesaw. Now taking a look at the final numbers for Blue Hill. Macy Coffey had six service points. She had two ace blocks and six kills. Amber Komacher had a kill. Hannah Ockingay led the team in serving with 10 points. One was an ace. She had six kills. Courtney Allen had two service points and one kill. Mackenzie Willicott had an ace block and five kills. Rachel Raymond had nine service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and led the team with seven kills. And Sydney Strasburg had five service points, and two of those were aces. Blue Hill was balanced up and down the line as they went through their rotations and finished with 26 kills, four ace blocks, and four ace serves, as Blue Hill improves to 23-4 on the season with a 25-8, 25-16 win over Kennesaw. They'll take on 18-8 Axtell in our next match. And then for Blue Hill, as we mentioned, wild card points are going to be important in their district, not just for them, but for a couple of the other teams. They will play at Minden on Monday night, and it looks like they will be the number two seed. Hastings St. Cecilia, the number one team in the state, looks like they'll be the number one seed. And then Southern Valley and Donovan Trumbull, the winner will play St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull will play Blue Hill most likely in that first game. And then if Blue Hill wins, most likely would get Hastings St. Cecilia. And then on the other side, you've got Superior, Sutton, Thayer Central, and Sandy Creek. All four of those teams have winning records. Thayer Central and Superior are over 20 wins on the season. So that is a brutal C2-4 district that will be played. And again, these Class C district finals are next Thursday. The Class D district finals will be next Friday. We've got high school football, a ton of it coming your way. I want to give you a little preview of what we've got here on Classic Hits Thursday night. Southern Valley will be at Sutton, pregame at 5:30, kickoff at 6. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Blue Hill will host Kimball, pregame at 3:30, kickoff at 4, followed by Giltner hosting Lawrence Nelson with the kickoff at 7. On ESPN 1460, it'll be Hitchcock County at Amherst at 4. Kearney Catholic will host Ord at 7. And finally, on 1230 AM KHAS, one of the first games of the day, Adams Central hosting Cozad at 1. And Thayer Central at Hastings St. Cecilia at 6. To find out more information on all those playoff games or to listen to any of them on Thursday, you can go to our website at PlatteRiverPreps.com, the same place you can hear podcasts of any of our high school sporting events throughout the season.